Log Talk Radio.
If a 55-year-old beat-up professional wrestler could do this...
Diamond Cutter. Turn your palms out, spread your fingers wide, and push. I call them exploding push-up. Black Crow. The 10-second YRG push-up.
What could you do?
An internet weight loss sensation. Nearly 3 million clicks to see Arthur Borman's transformation from this to this. 100 pounds gone with yoga?
Most people just want to lose weight. They want to feel better. They want to try to get their life back. Arthur wanted to do all that, but he really wanted to walk again. That's powerful.
If I can come this far without surgery, without drugs, without machines, without any of that,
what could you do?
'Cause it's your time.
I have been through every diet and every gym in Northern California. What DDP Yoga has done is bring it all back into perspective. You are flipping amazing.
If you take that first step and you start doing DDP Yoga, then you'll start to change your life.
DDP Yoga changed my life, and it will change yours.
Are you guys ready?
Ready!
3, 2, 1.
Let's ignite this, baby.
Yeah! High five.
Good God! DDP in the house! And I want to another hour of DDP Radio. I can only stay for an hour tonight, so I want to try to get the questions in early. If Stacy wants to stay longer with Robert, they are more than welcome. I want to welcome the lovely Stacy to the show tonight. How are you tonight, darling?
Hey, I'm great. Nice to be here.
Awesome, awesome. And how about you, Robert? How you holding up, kid?
Hey, you know, it's good to actually be on the other side of being sick, man. I don't know about you, but almost 100% again.
Man, I'll tell you, boy, I had my ass whooped. And, you know, I've only, the last time I got sick, first of all, let me ask, how are we sounding? Are we echoing? Are we okay right now?
Yeah, we sound good. I don't hear any echoes or anything.
If anybody does have a problem with the hearing, if it does come off, okay, I just found out we did an awesome show with Terry Lang and Stacey, a bunch of guests came on, and it was an awesome show, but I heard that you could barely even hear me, and it was annoying to listen to. So, damn, the last thing I want to do is keep talking if that's a problem. Because if you can't hear me, I don't want you to have to, you know, work through it. I mean, God, I do most of the talking, so that's bad. Bottom line is, keep us posted as we move along. If something happens, if something starts to sound wrong, just hit Stacy in the chat room, and she'll tell me. Hello, hang up and try to call back till we get it right. Do want to talk about being sick, though. The last time that I got sick was because I went to Afghanistan to see the troops, and that's like 40 hours back and forth, plane ride, and being there, you go from like 6 in the morning, like, I mean, that's like real. You're up at 6 a.m., and we go to 12, you know, every night, and I would actually end up working out with the guys, you know, and gals, wherever I ended up at, whatever FOB, field operation base, and then go do it all over in the morning again, hop on those Black Hawk helicopters and zoom in, do whatever two or three or four different FOBs that we would go to, you know, to see the troops. And then I came back from that. I was home for 3 days, and they said, hey, they called me up and said, DDP, man, would you mind coming back but going to Iraq this time? And it was like 3 days later. I wasn't back 72 hours. I hopped on a plane and flew back. And when I got back from that tour, oh, my God. I got some kind of flu. I felt like the Big Show had a hold of my spine. And that's when you know you're really sick. And I didn't know this but recently, but when your back really hurts, oh, man. I mean, I was deaf. And now I just went through that again. You know, because everybody knows how hard we got a great video coming out. We were hoping to get this video out on Memorial Day after Robert and Steve and me and Kelly and a couple of other people were helping us out down there trying to get all the packages out to you guys. And our good buddy from Tap Out Magazine, his name is Chris Staub. He's an amazing editor, which I never really knew that. He did that fun video when we were showing, right? Showing the video. So
yeah.
All our, all our stuff going out. Well, he did another one over Memorial Day.
Yes.
And I actually went to one of our guys who was actually, I think it was like 3 or 4 miles from where we were shipping everything.
Yes.
I brought the package to them, you know, and you'll get to see what happened there. I mean, it was priceless the way it went down. But, you know, bottom line is that video is coming up. And it's going to be on the homepage. It's going to replace a couple of those videos that have been up there for a while because everybody pretty much is getting their program. And if you just came on to Team DDP Yoga, if you just got the program, well then, you know, if you're on Team DDP Yoga, well, as a matter of fact, do me a favor, Robert, just tweet that we're up on Twitter right now, at Real DDP and at DDP Yoga, and throw something up there on Facebook, will you, Stacey, at the on our DDP Yoga Facebook up there, and let people know if you come on by, come on by the show right now and listen, because we're live right now. Also,
you
Stacey, if you wouldn't mind going to the chat room, too, because, God, we've always got people in there now. I mean, sometimes there's 50, 60 people, you know, in the DDP, I should say Team DDP Yoga chat room, which is pretty damn amazing to me.
Oh, yeah. How many weeks in a row and months in a row did we were lucky to have 4 or 5 people in there?
Yeah, well, you know, it was building, you know, and it just took so much of that energy because of that video that went out there, which, by the way, is over 5 million now. It's 5,100,000. It's slowed down. But I think you're going to see little peaks of it here and there, you know, hit top levels, and then it'll come back down. But I don't think that video is ever really going to go away. You know, I think that the actual extended cut version is over 90-something thousand, and you can find that if you wanted to check that out as well. But back to being sick, Marlon Ransom, and if anybody's listening right now, so if you go to the front page of Team DDP Yoga, on the front page is a new section that Robert has just put up there, and let me look for it here. It's called Current News. And we're going to try to update this every week, just like we are the videos and the spotlight of the week, which, by the way, we haven't talked about this, Robert, but I think we should make Motown our spotlight of the week. One of our Marines that was, had, I think he had partial disability, retired from the Marines, 40 years old. He's, he lost 44 pounds over an 8-month period, went from being really beat up and having real trouble doing energy to today does the extreme workouts and does some pretty cool extreme stuff, which is really neat when you see someone go from being so beat up that they can barely do the energy workout, now all of a sudden manhandling, so to speak, you know, the extreme workout. So he's going to be our spotlight this week. And for our video, it's going to be my niece. And my niece, Lexi, she's 20 now. 21. Well, she's going to be 21. If you're coming to Mexico with us in another month, we're a month out exactly, 30 days out, we're going to be in Mexico from the 26th to the 30th, and there's still a couple spots left. But, you know, if you can't make it this year, not a big deal. Make it a goal for next year. Next year is going to be totally insane. But I know my girl Stacy's going to be here, and Stacy and Bill are coming, and we're actually doing a cooking and baking thing there, you know, at least once while we're down there. And I'm trying to gear it for a nighttime so we can have the whole place to ourselves and cook and drink and just have a great party. And Angela's going to be down there with us, and she's going to be baking some of her gluten-free, dairy-free recipes to help people out with some really tasty treats. And I know, Stacy, what's Bill preparing? Has Bill got something special he's working on, or what?
He's working on a number of dishes. We want him to be, you know, really tasty but also doable. And he, you know, he's a chef. So I've got to reel him in a little. We might be doing stuff like chicken Oscar, twice cooked pork. He does wonderful things with rice. I mean, he realized he cooks pretty much gluten-free already, you know. So it's not even a big deal to switch over.
That's awesome. I'm so excited about that coming in there. And, you know, I got to meet Bill. Me and Steve went up and surprised Stacy back when we were getting her testimony for our infomercial, which, you know, is in the make right now. It's got a little bit of slowdown right now because we have so many things going. But we got some great footage there, and Bill helped us, you know, work that little surprise for her, which is a lot of fun. But back to the seminar. We had our first seminar yep. this last weekend, and everybody seemed to really dig it. And I was so sick. I mean, if it would have been a day or so before that, I don't think I could have done it. And there were points in time where I actually said to myself, because my quads, and I know what you people feel when you're saying, well, my quads are so burning. My quads were on fire. I mean, so much to the point I was thinking, God, am I going to be able to do this? They're cramping up on me, you know, because of my body. I just didn't have enough salt in it or whatever. And, you know, long story short, I got through it. I blew my nose like 400 times. But everybody, you know, had a good time, and they learned a lot. We had some great feedback. If you look at current news on the front page of Team DDP Yoga, you'll see that we talk about the seminar we did at Dynamix, the MMA place there, and then we talk about some upcoming events that I'm going to be in. One is I'm going to be in Tampa at a company. It's called D1 Training Facility, and D1 is they've got a lot. It's owned by, this is really hot, amazing too, because he had nothing to do with it. It's owned by Chris Jericho, Chipper Jones, the baseball player, Tim Tebow, and there's one other famous player. I can't remember his name. He escapes me right now. Oh, wait a minute. Is it Derek Brooks?
Derek Brooks, yeah. How did you forget Derek Brooks, man?
Yeah, I'm a retard. Derek Brooks, so you guys know, 11-time All-Pro linebacker, did DDP Yoga the last 5 years of his career, and when Derek retired, he retired at 35 as an All-Pro that year, which was really spectacular. So so Derek will actually, I'll be down there with him. And I know Chris Durrell, I believe he'll come by. He'll be on the weekend, so probably Chris will be on the road. But either way, we'll be there from August 9th through the 12th. And you can sign up, go to D1 training facility. We should actually have a link on here, bro, to each one of these, Robert, as I'm looking at this. So let's put a link so everybody can see on the front page under D1. There should be a link there. And then I'm going to be in that Nashville Mixed Martial Arts Studio. And the guy who runs that is he's a world champion jiu-jitsu. His name is Sean Hammond. And we've been friends for years and never taken him through the workout till recently when I was in Nashville to do that charity event. And I went by and worked out with him for an hour, and he's like, D, I do love this. This is so pivotal for so many mixed martial artists. So we're going to be there on Saturday. I'm going to be, I believe it's going to be two different times on Saturday, morning or night, that you could catch me doing a seminar there. And then I head into one of my first yoga studios at one of the top yoga studios on the planet. It's called Pure Yoga in New York City. That's September 27th. Through the 30th. So as you can see, I mean, we're really like, we're breaking ground and kicking out of the box. You know, we're doing training facilities for football players, and it's really all athletics. We're doing mixed martial artists studios, and we're doing yoga studios. And I got to tell you, this week I just worked with, if you're a fight fan at all, and or if you even think you're a fight fan, go to YouTube and Google the fight. Mike Chandler against Alvarez. Can't remember Alvarez's first name, but at the time, Alvarez was rated number 5 in the world, and he was the Bellator champion. And young Michael Chandler, 26 years old, I think he was 25 at the time, he came in and in 5 rounds submitted him. He is such a bad cat in the ring, but, you know, in the steel cage, I should say, but outside, he is the nicest, sweet. He's got a tattoo on his upper left pec that says "blessed," and he has his own clothing line. He's one of the. I met him on Inside MMA when I got to do the show with Boss Rutten, and we got to be good buddies, and we exchanged numbers. And he was talking about, you know, he really wants to start to bring some kind of yoga into his workout. And he had done it a bunch of times. He'd probably done about, you know, 10 or 12 different times done yoga. But, of course, he ain't ever done DDP yoga. So I went down to San Diego and spent a couple of days with him and really locked him in. And he's the kind of guy where I say, if I can do this at 56, what can you do? Like right now, I could still smoke him today. Not really smoke them. It's like a little brush fire. You know, I mean, it wasn't any like, oh my God, I just crushed him. Like I've done to a lot of people. I mean, he walks around at 180, and he ain't got an ounce of fat on him, and he goes down to 155 to fight.
And, damn.
I mean, shredded. They shredded at 180. So, and this is no steroids, no nothing. This is just, you know, farm boy. You know, this is kid from, he's all American in Missouri. So, I mean, he is like a huge fan of DDP Yoga now. And as I was leaving
Dallas, what is somebody like that say about DDP Yoga? What's his reaction to it?
It ain't your mama's yoga. and he really was like, I actually, Chris Staub, who is who's the one who done the videos for us, and is gonna have that new video coming up there tomorrow, probably up on Team DDP Yoga, uh-huh. So you can see that. He came down. He's the editor in chief of Tap Out Magazine and Worldwide MMA, and he anytime that we're doing anything, because he loves the workout. So anybody who's getting, especially with mixed martial arts, he wants to know about it. So he came down and filmed us. So you're going to get to see Faith. I'm glad you said that. What did he say? Because Chris got some awesome quotes from him about the workout, during the workout. I read it was awesome at the end. He goes, I'm sort of hoping we're starting to finish up now because this is kicking my ass.
Well, hey, man, I know we got to get to our special guest real quick, but I've got somebody on the line real quick hoping they can jump in for just a second.
Just a second, because I want to bring in the man here for coming on here. Who do we got? Who do we got for the spot?
Slim?
The legendary Slimtronic 5000.
Give DDP... DDP hasn't heard it yet, man, so real quick, give him your two-month update. Where you at, bro?
Well, I got to have a long chat with DDP yesterday, and... Man, I've been really, really encouraged, and hopefully this encourages especially some of the really big guys and gals that are hanging around Team DDP Yoga. Just a testament what getting all of that garbage out of your system, and for me, was just one shot to cut it all out in one day and stick with it ever since. But then the first month, which actually was only about 2.5 weeks long that I started DDP Yoga, I lost about 31 pounds. And then when I weighed in for my official 30-day mark, which was this past Monday, I lost another 38 pounds. So in the last seven weeks, I've lost a total of 69 pounds just from cutting all that crap out of my life and working hard with some DDP Yoga.
That's awesome, man. Thanks for coming on and letting people know that, Slim, because that does give people – like, wow, it's the Arthur syndrome. It's the Stacy syndrome. If he can do that, if she can do that, so can I.
Absolutely. You know?
Yeah, and Slim, I think it's important. Tell everyone, you're not suffering, right? You're enjoying what you eat.
I actually, I was on a local radio station, what was that, Monday morning or Tuesday morning, who's kind of got a hold of the story, and they're kind of following it here with one of the local rock stations. And they ask the same question, and those who follow me on Facebook or follow me on Twitter, on Instagram, they see what I'm eating, and I'm eating like a king. I just eat correctly, and I eat proportionately. Mm-hmm. So I'm eating amazing, and I'm not wearing myself out doing my DDP yoga. When I start to hurt a little bit in my back, I back off a little bit. When my heart rate's a little too high, I drop down into safety. So, you know, I'm not killing myself to do this, and you know, I'm working hard, but at the same time, it's easy to stay committed to this, and easy to work hard without, you know, murdering myself in the process.
Awesome.
Right.
And you know how many times I say it, anybody who does the workouts knows I say all the time, make it your own. Make these YRG workouts your own. Don't kick your own ass. Get that damn heart monitor out. That's what really blew Michael Chandler's mind big time when we were working out down there. And by the way, the fight team that they have is called, it's the Alliance Training Team. And Phil Davis, who's one of the top fighters in the world, is there. Dominic Cruz is there. Brandon Vera. The Gremlin. I got to meet a bunch of the guys. Got some fun pictures I'm going to be putting up on Team DDP Yoga. But those cats, they were just finishing their workout when me and Chandler got finished. And they were like, dude, when you come back, will you do this with all of us? I'm like, hell yeah, man. So I'm really looking forward to that. Slim, thanks for calling in. I got to get our I got to get our special guest on here today. Many of you who are wrestling fans out there will know him as the one and only Stevie Richards. And his real name is Michael Manna, and I want to find out which one he actually wants to be called here. But I've always found Stevie to be one of the sweetest guys in the business. Good heart, great character, amazing work ethic, and really a follower of fitness and wanting to, you know, to take care of his body as best he can in a business where we beat the hell out of our bodies. Stevie, welcome to the show, bro. Thanks so much for coming on.
Hey, guys, it's an honor and a privilege to be on here, and you can still call me Stevie. 95% of the people I know call me that anyway, so let's just keep a uniform. I want to start off by apologizing. I never got a chance to apologize to you over the phone or in person for knocking you out when I took the Diamond Cutter back in Nitro in 1997. I knocked you out taking your finish. How's that work?
How did that happen?
Sorry, man.
But dude, taking it back, there's a couple of you took that were just amazing. And anybody who understands professional wrestling, people go, oh, my God, the way you took him. I go, they did the work. I just had to be there. You know, it's so much the other person. It's Fred and Ginger. It's just a very physical Fred and Ginger for our dance team, for some of you youngsters out there. We don't know who Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers were. So, give us an update where you are today, and then I want to find out how you actually got to live the dream and just do your thing. But where are you today?
Today, as far as just in general or in my life or with DDP Yoga?
Yeah, everything. But start with your life. Like, where are you? Like, where is Stevie Richards today? So people who don't know, but know you and haven't been following you because they don't know, your Twitter is Michael, @MichaelManna. Is that M-A-N-N-A?
Correct. Yeah, okay. I started a tech show while I was in WWE called the T4 Show. And the reason why I chose my real name attached to that show with Twitter and everything was because I wanted to see, much like you do with the DDP Yoga, I wanted to see if the program, if my show can stand or fall on its own merits, on my own efforts. And that's why I took that avenue for the past 5 years with that. But as far as today, right this second, one of the toughest things for any wrestler to do when they come off TV, and I'm sure you had to find yourself before you found DDP Yoga to be a full-time thing, I'm trying to find what my next passion in life is going to be, how I'm going to actually monetize my next passion, which is also health and fitness as well as technology. And, you know, that's a tough transition for anybody who's been wrestling full-time like I was for the past 20, 21 years. I still wrestle every week, and I still love doing it. But, you know, I'm smart enough to realize, hey, there's new endeavors, there's new mountains to climb, there's new things to conquer outside of wrestling. And I'm not quite at the point where I'm got the laser sight on where I want to be right now and put myself in that direction. But it's an exciting journey, and every day I get up and I just love life.
Okay, first of all, that's the most important thing is knowing that you've got to start looking towards that, because so many people, and the difference between me and you, Stevie, was that I started at 35. You know, where I really started to do that wrestling thing. I mean, I was in the managing and all that years before that, but I still had the real job. I wouldn't call it a real job. I was running nightclubs. I mean, how real is that? You know, maybe it was the broads in the party. But, you know, the bottom line is I was out in that real world, so I did have a lot of other things I was doing where someone like yourself or Raven, for that matter, or Marcus Bagwell or any guy who started at 20, Cody Rhodes, will come across this at some point, you know, because he started it and he's 20. You know, when you start that young, it's tough to make that transition over to it. So, one of the things I was really blown away by, you know, and one of the things I wanted to have you on the show for, because I heard that you were doing interviews and you were putting over DDP Yoga. And I'd always tell any of the boys, just let me know and I'll hook you up. But I hadn't even talked to you and you were already doing it. How did that come about?
Well, somebody I knew had the program and they shared it over. This is where my tech geek stuff comes into play. Robert will appreciate this.
Yeah.
You know, we share videos over a service called Air Video. There's an app for the iPad, for the iPhone, and you share it off your computer or your server. And he had DDP Yogi. He had the basic ones, the YRG, the Fat Burner, and the Fat Burner Plus. And
right.
I was like, oh, I go, you know, I'll just try this because I didn't like P90X yoga. It just, wait, it felt too much like a flowing type thing. I wasn't feeling
yeah.
I'm a guy who needs to, I got to do cardio. I got to move around. I'm very intense when I work out because that's what I think working out is in my mind, is intensity.
Right.
And
right.
When I did just the 20-minute one, I was like, wow, I go, just the, you know, the ignition phase with the touchdown, with the hulking up and all the stuff and just the energy. And the number one thing that you did that impressed me that they never really showed in P90X or a lot of these yoga videos, even on Netflix, within the first 45 seconds, you told me how important the heart rate monitor was. And the most important thing was you taught me how to breathe. I was breathing the exact opposite way with the
right.
ice stuff because I never knew.
Right.
So,
right.
And just imply, you know, employing those things and using that. You know, when I did the workout for the first time, the 20-minute one, I was sweating, and this was indoors in an air-conditioned gym, sweating, my hair was wringing wet, and after I was done, I felt great. It felt like I did more cardio than I did on the elliptical before that. I sweated more, and my joints were loose. Everything felt great. My neck was awesome, and I was instantly hooked after that.
Just so everybody knows, you guys started on the old school DVDs, and that's what you're talking about right now, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yes. Why? I know you don't like. I know it's DDP Yoga, not YRG.
No.
I know that.
But the whole thing is, but it's not just a branding thing, like anything. But
yeah.
The reason why I went with DDP Yoga when I got it back from Warner Brothers was because I had this other workout that I called the Extreme Psycho workout. So I said, okay, well, now these are actually two. I can't call this YRG because this is like, what, this ain't for regular anything.
Yeah, I saw it, man. No way.
But you will wait. You definitely will do it because that's just the way your work ethic will take you.
Oh,
but,
I just meant for regular guys. There's no way regular guys. That is a psycho workout.
Right.
I've seen that, yeah.
Yeah, the only reason... Yeah, the only reason I bring up the old school one is because you keep mentioning the 20-minute DVDs, and nobody who does the new workouts knows what that is. So that,
oh,
that's
but it's funny. Hey, Stevie, how long is it really? It's 27 minutes. So
yeah.
I just said 20 minutes because, hey, it's 20. It's 27. That's about that.
You're still,
that worked out
still working the fans.
You know, whatever you got to do, man. But it's funny because Derek Brooks, I was just talking about him because he's one of the owners with Jericho and Tebow and Chipper Jones, who own the D1 in Tampa that I'm going to be going to in August 9th, August 12th. And Derek Brooks had done my workout from the book. You know, like I'll never forget, maybe I was having dinner with him down after one of the games down in Tampa. And he looked at me and he goes, D, how did you do it at your age? And at that time, he was 30 years old, you know, and a beat up 30 years old from a linebacker perspective. And I just wrote that book, Yoga for Regular Guys. And I went out, got the book, sat it on the table. I said, do this. I said, I'll send you a video. And I sent him the same videos I sent Shawn Michaels. They were the videos we shot in the backyard. That's the one that Sean started with, and Derek. So the bottom line is now you've done the new stuff now, right? Because I sent you everything. You got it, right?
I've done almost all the new stuff. The only one that I haven't been able to really finish and it's giving me a little bit of a problem is the double black diamond one.
Oh, that's a tough one.
So, yeah, it's a tough one, but that's great. That's the awesome thing about it too, and that's what it did initially when I did our programs that I liked. But this one gives you more variations as far as. You know, I always call it, and when I do my training videos online and everything, I never use the term, you know, things are too hard or too difficult. I always say easiest, easier, and easy, just to get that positive mentality that you can do stuff. You know, it might not be the easy one, but you can do the easier than the easiest variations. And, don't steal that, by the way. That's mine. I'm going to train you for our training.
I won't steal that. That's you.
But that's the beauty of it. And the fact is, I was talking to Perry Spiderman when we worked the show in New York, and it's funny when you're sitting around guys, and, you know, it's so weird. We should have videotaped me and Perry Spiderman sitting there. You know, so what's your favorite DDP workout? And you're like, why do you do it? They're like, what's your favorite pose? People are looking at these two guys going, what the hell is this? And Perry and I, it's funny, we work out, we do cardio and weight still, we do that stuff. But we feel like that the best finish to every workout, at least in my opinion, is either that 20, you know, that YRG original one or the fat burner for a post like workout, kind of like stretching and a workout within itself. And that's the same one I use before and sometimes after every match. I think it's great.
Anytime I'm actually, you know, in the ring, and I'm not anymore, but anytime I was going to that, especially towards the end of, you know, I was out of the WWE, I'd done TNA, I'd done some independents, but even when I was in WWE, I would work out back there, or even WCW those last 2 years, so just 3 years, I would work out as much as 3 hours in that day. Now, I didn't do 3 hours in a row, I might do 45 minutes and come back and do 30, because you had all day at TV, you know? If there was no TV, then, you know, I would get at least an hour, hour and a half in. And some of it would be intense, maybe 20, 30 minutes it would be intense, and the rest is just getting deep and stretching. One of the things that you're going to see, Stevie, as you go through with this, is now, I mean, you're 40 now, right?
Yes.
Okay, I'm 56 now. And right now, at this point, I'm still getting stronger. I'm still getting deeper. And when I was working out with Chandler 2 days ago, and I was just coming off that cold. The first day, you know, we did a, you know, what I call a level of 1 to 10, maybe like a level 7, because I didn't want to scare him off. And he wanted me to go as hard as we could, but I could only go so hard. But the next morning when we got together, I went up to like a level 8.8. And he was like, wow, okay, this is like taking it to a different level. And we can go much farther than that. But when I was showing this kid who's 26 and doesn't party like a dog, eats really good, I'm thinking this kid with his work ethic and everything and plugging this into his workout, oh, man, he's gonna be unstoppable for a long time. It's going to be really interesting to watch his career. Everybody's listening. I'm going to name Michael Chandler. He's a Bellator lightweight champion, and I'm going to get him actually on the show here probably in a week or two after 4th of July and get him on the show and talk about just what he's doing in his career and everything else. So, Stevie, let me ask you, let's go back in time. Back when you first broke in, because I love people to hear how, you know, you got to live the dream on a lot of different levels, you know, with ECW, WCW, WWF. You know, when you first started, give us your your opening, when you first started going after the dream, how did it come about?
I didn't have any ends. I didn't have any family in the business. I didn't know anything. I mean, I've been very, very, you were talking about that guy who had the tattoo that said blessed on it. I've been very blessed to just kind of try my best and just try to learn from everybody along the way. And that's what I've done since day one. You know, I actually took a job. There was a wrestling school in Philadelphia for Tri-State Wrestling Alliance. It was ECW before there was ECW. And
right.
I quit my current job to take another job that was a block away from the wrestling school so I could go to the wrestling school in the morning before work at the gym. I used to sneak in and take bumps and do all that stuff, and then at night do the regular 3 to 4 hours, because I figured if I can get an extra session in, if I can go on the weekends before and after work, if I can just do my basic stuff and just whatever I learned that day, just keep going back as many times and really try to just keep getting ahead as quickly as possible, I can learn the next thing. And that's kind of, you know, we all have our dips where we get negative, yeah, or we kind of go into our little lulls or our low points. But for the most part, I've always tried, not just with wrestling or anything, since that day one, since I started learning how to wrestle, trying to learn something new every day, whether it's technology, fitness, wrestling, or whatever. I always try to improve on that. So that was my mindset all throughout. It was just a learning experience, and you know what? I better try my hardest and not blame anybody else but myself. In the end, if it doesn't work out, I'll give everything that I can. So it worked out pretty well, I think.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, so and I just wanted, before you go to the next level, to say, you know, anybody, I don't care if it's losing weight, I don't care if it's, you used to be a great athlete in school, but now you've just let it all go. I mean, anything can come back. Anything, if you're willing to put the work in, and there's so many people I've seen put up videos on TeamDDPYoga.com, and, you know, some people have ended with, like, well, I hope you can really help me with this, DDP. It's like, I wrote one guy back, I think his name is Paul. I wrote him back saying, wait a minute, I already did help you with this. I created it. I gave you a site here that is the most inspirational and positive site on the internet with a group of people that actually give a shit if you put the work in. And if anybody puts the work in, they know that at some point in time, I come by and I talk to them and just give them some more, you know, encouragement or whatever. I just got to see that you took the pictures, you took the measurements, you're willing to put the work in, you're being active on this site. I'm not just going to come by and help anybody for no reason. But if I see someone who's really, really beat up and really out of shape and they took the time to take those pictures and they wrote something and did the measurements, you know, there's a lot of times I find that person. Or they find a way to get to me, and then they realize I actually talk back. So, Stevie, you know, putting the work in is so pivotal. So who got you your first break when you finally did? Where? Because there's a point in time where we're both, you know, we know we're there at the show, and we're like, holy shit, I've actually, like, got in here. What was that moment for you?
You know, what's funny is it wasn't just that one night. It was every time I got to do anything in wrestling that night, it was always that holy shit, I'm doing something cool moment inside. You know, every time I wrestled, every time I did anything, and I saw my name on that sheet. But the biggest break I probably got that really taught me how to be a worker, taught me how to be a wrestler, taught me how to be an entertainer is when Raven took me under his wing and taught me. And then that spurred into everybody in ECW kind of teaching me and learning each time. But Raven really took the time. And there might be a lot of people that say a lot about Raven, but Raven made my career. Being with Raven in ECW, learning how to work, and then spinning off of that as Big Stevie Cole and stuff like that, that would have never, ever, ever happened without Raven. I owe my career to that guy.
That's awesome, man. And that you said you throw that out there all the time. Like I always say, without DDP, without Dusty Rhodes, there is no Diamond Dallas Page. You know, so, you know, and Raven was pivotal. I remember looking back at that without question, but I want you to say it, you know, because I, you know, it's your relationship you have with him. And, you know, I love Scotty. You know, there's on a lot of different levels. I used to say he's a lot of maintenance to have as a friend at times, but overall. He's your friend. He's your real friend, and he will go out of his way to share stuff that most people wouldn't. You know, Dusty did that for me. Jake Roberts did that for me. It was huge for my career. So, now you got in there. You're living the dream. What's the one special moment? I don't want to open up the questions. If you have any questions for Stevie, if you have any questions for me, our number, Robert, give it out. And we've got also go to Stacy in the chat room. If you've got any questions over there, send them to Stacy.
I do have questions.
Okay, well, let's go to name the phone number first, Robert.
It's 347-994-1216.
Okay, 347-994-1216. If you want to call in, talk to me or Stevie. Why don't you throw us a question out from the chat room, Stacy?
Okay, this is for Stevie, and it's from Katie Stifler. You might have answered the first part already, but she wants to know what your favorite DDP yoga workout is, and what positions do you find to be the most challenging?
Yeah, my favorite workout is not the ones I mentioned. My favorite workout is the red hot core workout because, you know, when abs are my and core are my favorite parts to work out, or they're both one and the same. But working out my core is something I find to be very important because I'm very self-conscious. I got that little lower kind of gut thing going on that everybody always is self-conscious about, so I'm always trying to get rid of that. And the most difficult position I would say right now for me would be the standing split, the standing split one,
right.
You know, because it's very early in the workout of energy, at least the energy is the one off the top of my head that I remember. I did that today, and because it's early in there, I'm not quite opened up yet. So that one is particularly hard for me to get up. I'm looking at the video and seeing Arthur, and I'm like, my God, I can't even get my figure what that guy does. But that one, any one legged ones where I don't have any base, like, you know, with the, you know, position with my back foot or anything seem to give me problems. So, you know, but I love that. It just makes me want to do it even more, makes me want to breathe into the exercise and just try my best. And sweat. I know if I try harder, I'm just going to sweat and burn more calories.
That's awesome. You know, and I'm so glad you put Arthur up in that, in the energy. And when I was designing these workouts and who I was putting where and, you know, and at what place, I strategically put Arthur in the easiest video because that's where he would have started in the 50-plus videos, which were the originals, and I wanted whoever that person was modifying, it could have been him trying to follow along and following the modifying position or the other person in between there, and I wanted people to see, like, hey, now he's doing the most challenging positions. Oh, by the way, if you got the combo pack, when you get to that double black diamond, that's 70 minutes, he'll be doing the most challenging positions again. Again, just shows what's possible. So awesome comeback there, Stevie. Stacy, why don't you give us another one, and then we'll go to a caller. Do we have callers, Robert?
Not yet, no. We've got a couple of progress updates, but no callers for questions yet.
Okay, let's go. If anybody, again, wants to pop in here, it's normally we ten. That's why people don't call in. We get so many of them. But we got no one in the hold right now, so if you want to call in, 347-994-1216. Is that right, Robert?
That's right. Okay. I thought it was pretty interesting earlier. We had an ECW champ break out in the chat room.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
It's funny how people never forget that stuff, and it's great to be part of that kind of nostalgia and still, be blessed enough to perform at a high level. You know, I mean, just to do it to feel good, or that for that feel good moment is great for so people can see you, but to see you and go, oh my goodness, this guy can still go, he can still perform, he's still in great shape, and you know, that just makes it all the better when I can go out there and do that kind of stuff.
Absolutely, bro. That whole ECW thing, I remember Dusty saying to me at one point, he like, D, because he'd gone up there and, you know, he'd done his thing up there a couple times with Paul and stuff. He was there for a little bit. And he was like, I wish you could have done this. He said, you would have loved it there. That's what he said to me. That's the one thing I would have just taken off and just gone there. Of course, Bischoff was never going to let that happen. Not at
all. Money was a little bit better in WCW, too.
Oh, yeah. The money was better, but, you know, also Bischoff, they took from Steve Austin on out, they took some pretty bold shots at Bischoff on that show.
That's true.
Made it very entertaining, you know. But he wasn't going to let me go there or do anything there. So, Stacy, do you have any more questions from the chat room?
I have a question from a listener named Ashley McLaughlin for you, Dallas. She wants to know if you've ever done any of Bass's workout CDs and what you think of them compared to DDP Yoga.
Whose workouts?
Bass Rutten. I've done
Are
Bass.
You?
Bass Rutten. Oh, Bass Rutten. I haven't, but you know, I love Boss Root. I think he is one of the coolest cats on the planet. And back in his day, I wouldn't have wanted to get in that steel cage or ring with him, man, because he was a bad, bad, bad man. In his prime, I put him against anyone, right, Stephen? I mean, he was as tough as guy. Well, tell us about his workout, because I've never done one of his workouts.
Well, they're very high intense, like a different kind of intensity in DDP yoga. It is just very, very, I mean, there's a workout out now called tap.xt. And if you turn that, if you put that on like 4x speed, that's probably the Bass Rutten workout. I'm not talking about dangerous, but Bass is so quick. He doesn't even realize, like to him, it might seem easy. And it's very, I mean, it's a great workout. If you want to be an MMA, you know, fighter or anything, that'd probably be the first workout. If you're like a young kid, like a teenager or something, you want to kind of get conditioned for that. That workout is pretty amazing. You know, and on a side note, Bass Rutten is such a charismatic guy too. I'm surprised that WWE hasn't called him up to do something with like WrestleMania or anything on TV, like guest host Raw, because the guy is so, he seems so fun and so vibrant and so charismatic that he can just, I mean, he's on Inside MMA. I'm sure you were on the show that he was on, correct?
Yes, yes.
And he's a host.
He's bigger than life. He's bigger than life, you know, all the way around.
He's a great fit for wrestling. I don't know why no one's ever approached him to do anything in the business as far as on TV or pay-per-view.
Yeah, well, I'm surprised sort of too, because he's such a good character, and that's what people really come down to. Are you entertained by that person? You know, because, you know, a lot of people leave the fight game and, you know, they took too many hits. they weren't really a good talker to begin with. But Boss can go with anybody. And I've watched some of his stuff with Joe Grogan on you know, online from the Joe Grogan's video YouTube shows that he did, and they're talking, you know, Boss is that he is a colorful character. all the way around. So what else we got here? Let me ask you a quick question, Paige.
Now, since I do, you know, you see, hopefully you guys, I know Robert.
Whoa, we got that echo coming in.
Yeah, I got an echo a little bit.
How about now?
No echo. We're done.
Okay.
All right, so
okay.
The question I have is that I have, you know, Robert, I think, has seen a couple of my videos. So, obviously, I said before, I'm doing cardio, I'm doing weights, I'm doing some split routines, and incorporating the yoga in that. What would you suggest for somebody like me that does, you know, a 3 to 4 day a week weight workout, does regular cardio as well, and incorporates DDP yoga into that? How do you, how many days a week do you recommend that? Or, I mean, I never feel like I'm overtraining, so I do it almost every day, and especially before and after my matches. So I never feel like I'm pushing my body too much. But what have you seen that really works the best before you get into sort of overtraining mode with it?
Well, for me personally, now I'll go back to when I was wrestling, because I was still lifting weights while I was wrestling. And once I realized that I could get a cardiovascular workout without having to do cardio, I was like, done. I never went back. I mean, you mean I never got to get back on that Stairmaster again? Like, really? And that was one of the things when I was working out with Chandler this last couple of days. He got his heart rate up, and he was never below 145, and he was mostly between 155 and 168, and that's where he was at. And he was literally floored. And I said, if you didn't have the heart monitor on, would you believe it was possible? He's like, no, I wouldn't. And I'm telling you, I only took him to like level 8 at one point for him, and when I take him to 12, which I will the next time that I'm down there, his heart rate, because I just want to show him, all right, you don't have to engage anymore, bro, because your heart rate is already too high, and you're going to feel too wore out after the workout. And here's the whole thing about the heart rate. It's staying in your zone. And at 40 years old, your zone, Stevie, is around 140. You want to take it up another 10 clicks to 150? Cool. But you really don't want to ride that train that far over that. I'll give you an example. For me, mine is one at 56 is 124. So, and Mark Merrill just called me the other day. We were talking about this because he's really made DDP yoga a part of his workout. And he's going the gluten-free thing. Stevie, baby, you got to keep that noise down, please. Going for the gluten-free thing. Yeah, and how long have you been doing that?
About 4 weeks, lost 10 pounds.
Eat more food,
and lost weight.
But let me ask you, how long did you say you're off?
About 4 weeks.
4 weeks, so you're starting to really feel different in your joints now, right?
Yes. Let me ask.
And 4 or 6 weeks for gluten-free.
Well, that is almost when you're totally gluten-free like that. And that's what Mero just said. He was shocked when he got to that third and fourth week, how much better he felt. I said, bro, wait till you get to 3 months, 6 months. And after that, it's like you can't pay me to want to eat anything with wheat and gluten anymore. You can't pay me because I know too many other things that taste better, and I don't feel bad. So back to the workout, when I was still lifting weights, this became the only cardio I did, because then it became a contest to me. There was always someplace else for me to go. And if you look at the workouts, when I'm in that wrap and burn thing, and then I stand up, well, now I can just stand up. It isn't like I sit there and I hold it and I maneuver it and I go up and I go down and I go up. I just stand up. That's how strong my core is. And I'm 56. So to me, I call that mindless cardio. If there's something you want to watch on TV, then do that. But after, if there's nothing you'd watch on TV and you want to really get a kick-ass workout, I would lift weights 4 days a week, hit those four body parts, you know, chest and thighs, back and biceps, shoulders, and then legs. And that was my workout. Once I burned them out, I would still do my workout, and it would be probably, I'd say, close to an hour. That was my cardio, my stretching, my core strengthening, and I did it a minimum of 5 days a week. Now, if we are still wrestling, okay, that's sort of as I was tailing it off, because when I was still wrestling, I still had to do all that stretching before and the working of the muscles so I could be ready for the ring and not be cold so I'd get hurt. So does that answer your question, bro?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Like I said before, I just doing the yoga, excuse me, is great because it not only it doesn't feel like overtraining. It's the exact opposite. Like I said, even after a lot of my matches, I'll go right back and do, you know, even just a wake up workout or something because I know that's the most important time after, you know, taking off your knee pads or boots, all the stuff you have on, and the aches and pains are going to set in. So why not just try to do some, quote, physical therapy before you have a chance to even feel any pain from the ring. And I found that to be so, you know, beneficial to what I've tried to do. I woke up the next morning, I feel completely fine.
Yeah, dude. I mean, that you just nailed it right there. The only reason I came up with Wake Up is because I got out of the bed like Nick Nolte did at North Dallas 40 every morning since I was 40 years old. But as soon as I got off that, and I would go right to that workout, by the time I was 44, I was doing that workout in the morning. And that's how I got started every day. But when I got off wheat and dairy, man, and I got to that third month, I've never done that workout again. Now, will I still do the stuff in bed, doing the easy twists on both sides, and maybe a figure four, you know, leg lock or something? Yes, I'll still do that to stretch myself out, but I only do it once in a while. All right, let's we got a couple callers here. So let me, we got our first one. We got Chris from Ohio. Chris.
Yeah, hey, how you guys doing?
Good, how are you?
Atkins?
Thanks.
This Chris Atkins?
No, this is Chris Atkins? Todd.
Oh, Chris Todd, okay. I was looking for a different Chris. Okay, two Chrises, okay. Hey, Chris Todd, so well, you got a question for me or Stevie, bro?
Yeah, I got a question. I got a comment for Stevie. I just wanted to let Stevie know that, you know, that stuff you guys did in ECW with Beulah and Raven and Tommy Dreamer, that is some of the best stuff that I've ever seen, Steve.
Oh, thank you. I guess you're talking about the time that Raven thought I was the one that got the oil pregnant, but it was Connie.
Yeah, you know, I have a TV at my business, and we put it on YouTube all the time. And, you know, when it's slow or whatever, we just turn on your videos, man, and sit there and die laughing because it is some of the best stuff just to cheer us up, man. It's just great stuff. I mean, you are just such an integral part of that ECW whole thing. I mean, that was actually my favorite wrestling organization ever. The fact that you guys put the fans, you know, so close to the ring with stop signs and chairs, and you know, you incorporated them into the whole show. It was just brilliant, man. It was the best.
Oh, I appreciate it. Thank you. I'm glad we still can entertain after all these years. And I actually have the shows coming up this weekend for Shane Douglas and the Extreme Reunion. So there's going to be the same cast of characters in New York and Philly on Friday and Saturday. So I'm looking forward to that.
Oh, well, that'll be cool.
Awesome.
Hey, the other one question that I did have for both you guys, because I do this workout every day, and I'm finding after about, you know, 7 or 9 days of straight, you know, I usually do one of the workouts when I first get up, and then when I get home from work, I do the red hot core workout. But I'm noticing that, like I said, after about 7 days, I start to feel a little overtrained. You know,
listen to your body.
Yeah, I mean, do you guys like to, I mean, when you just, is it, you know, I do, when I feel like that, like today, I didn't do anything. I just, you know, took a day off and just, you know, let my body recuperate. But, I mean, are you guys doing this every single day without feeling overtrained at all, or do you feel that sometimes and just take the day off, or what do you both do?
You go first, Stevie.
Well, you know, my whole thing, my mental outlook from breaking my neck twice, and Paige is probably the same way, I treat my workouts, and especially the DDP yoga stuff, like physical therapy. So
okay.
It may not be the 60-minute workout or the 70-minute workout, but I have to, you know, address all these issues when I wake up in the morning. Like, I know, you know, my neck is going to be off. I get a little paranoid without, for lack of a better term, that man, if I don't work out today and get loose and move forward in my fitness goals, I'm going to go back. I'm going to feel horrible. My blood's not going to flow. My neck's going to get sore.
Yeah.
So it's a little bit of a real extreme, no pun intended, you know, situation for me. But Paige is right. Just listen to your body. A day off can hurt.
if your body tells you.
You know, let me ask you this, Stevie, because I was in a car accident, and I broke my neck. I broke my neck playing football at Kent State, and I broke my neck in a car accident. What I've noticed, I've been doing the DDP yoga now for about 3 months. And I used to be able to adjust my neck, you know, just by, you know, moving my head, you know, to the side. If I, you know, felt like it was out of place, I could just, you know, give it, and it would just crack into place. But I've noticed now, since I've been doing this for 3 months, that I don't have to do that anymore. In fact, my neck feels so much tighter and stronger that I don't even, you know, if I move my neck side to side from my ear to my shoulders, I'm not even getting, you know, it doesn't have a need to adjust. It's just tightened all back up, and it just feels awesome.
Hey, listen, you just basically told my testimonial of why I went completely crazy when, you know, I started doing it, because all that stuff and going into the catcher position, you know, and doing that stretch, my knees don't crack anymore when I get off the couch or off. It's amazing. That's why I'm truly addicted to doing this stuff, because I have to do that too, side to side, ear to ear, with the neck stuff. Don't even need to. I just did it now. There's no cracking.
What I mean. I noticed that in my knees and my ankles too. It seems like now that we sat here for how many years and beat ourselves up, and now we're starting to tighten it all back up again from a tendon strength aspect. And I think because that's why I do it every day, because I don't want to go back there anymore. You know, my neck and back, my lower back, you know, I had an L4-5 disc blowout, and I could tell when I first started doing the workout, especially when we would do the touchdown positions and then go from, you know, drop the hands down and take the one hand up into the air, I noticed that my left side was a lot tighter than my right side. And now I've really evened that out as far as around my spine and on my sides, and I don't have those issues down there anymore either. I mean, even the fact that I can literally bend over now and stick my entire hands underneath my feet, and I could not do that before because I was afraid that my disc was going to blow out in my back.
Oh, I call this oil for the tin man.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
It just got to start moving. And I've had friends of mine who have done the workouts with, you know, women who are in their 50s, and, you know, they get down in that catcher position finally after like a year. And then I never forget my massage. She's an amazing Heller worker. Her name is Sandy. And she goes, "How do I get back out?" You put your hands on your knees and you push yourself out.
Just tell her to grab her toes and fall back.
That's the other spot.
You know, I got to tell you, DDP, the other thing, too, I love it on the one workout, and it just makes me laugh every time, is when you ask the yoga doc to count us down when we're up in the alligator, and he just starts at 5. That is the greatest thing. I mean, I laugh every time at that. That is just awesome. That is just awesome, because about that time we're all just burning, and it's like, oh, thank God he said 5. I'll take that too.
Yeah, that got a big roar from everybody, and they're like, seriously? Are they going to call 20, man? Hey, Chris, thanks. You got to call it every week, Chris. You got awesome energy, man.
Okay, man. I will talk to you guys next week. And hey, Stevie, I'm telling you, man, you're a highlight every week, man. I just really appreciate what you did over there.
I appreciate it. I'm not done yet.
Okay, man. I'll talk to you guys later.
Take care,
brother.
All right, bye-bye.
That guy has some awesome energy right there, boy. That was awesome. Okay, so our next caller is Chris too, right?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
And Chris, what's your name?
Chris,
what's your last name?
Aiken.
Okay, Aikens. So just to let you guys know.
Hey, Chris.
Chris had sent me an email on Team DDP Yoga, and I could see by, you know, his blog and what he's got going. This is what I was talking about, people who grab my attention, who put the work in initially. And he hasn't put any real work in yet. But for him to take the pictures at 450 pounds, hit the measurements, and write the blog, and, you know, and put it out there on the blog that the reason why he's really getting his shit together and turning around, and he goes, the old lady left him.
you know, and for being overweight, being one of them, I thought, wow, what balls for him to say that. It was something like that that made me go, okay, that's a real cat. I got to talk to him to see if I can get him to do what Slim's doing, what Stacy did, what Terry did, what Arthur did. It's just the knowledge. And normally, I would, before Team DDP Yoga, I would pick up the phone and end up talking to him for 5-10 minutes or whatever it would be, and just giving him the knowledge and then seeing what he did with it. But I'd rather do it on this show. That's why we developed this show. So, Chris, give us a little feedback off of what I've already said and what you want to know.
Well, you know, I mean, like you said, I mean, my old lady is, you know, splitting. And, you know, I mean, it's certainly not the only reason, but it's definitely a major reason that, you know, I gained, you know, we were married 23 years and I gained 200 pounds in 23 years, you know, and
right.
lost the edge and whatnot. But, you know, I'll tell you the truth, DDP. What I ended up doing is before I even started with the DDP yoga, I actually watched your the inspirational video, the 10% 90% video.
Right.
And I kind of got the urge where it was time to make a change anyway, you know, because I won't lie, I'm a fairly negative guy, or at least I've been, and I wanted to get, you know, I just kind of wanted to change things up. And, you know, when this happened with my now ex, you know, it really was like, okay, this is the moment that you've got to do it. This is the moment where you take that 10% that you can't control, which is her splitting, and you do the 90% that you can handle, which is make any changes that you want while your life is turning over anyway. Since parts of it are going to turn over, why not turn over everything? And that's what I'm going to do. And that's what I'm doing now with the, you know, I'm doing the yoga, I'm doing the food, I'm working on...
And when you say you're doing the food, that's what I want. That's what I want to know. First of all, I want also want to... There's going to be a guy who comes by and talks to you, because we're definitely going to turn him on to you. And we call him the Monster Motivator. His name is Doug Stephan. And I met him on my way to Afghanistan. He was 306. He ended up doing the program for a little bit. Got away for body beat up military guy. You know. He stopped doing it. Boom, he went up to 326, and that's when he went, "Uncle, I'm done. This is not going to happen." Him and his old lady split up. I mean, it was almost the same thing, and there was a kid involved. The whole deal and miserable. I mean, and with the metamorphosis that Doug Stephan went through. When I went to hang with him in, I was doing an autograph signing at a tattoo convention in Texas, and we'd gone, me and Doug, he came and got me, I stayed at his house, we'd become really good friends, we've been together a couple different times, but his friends who knew him before DDP Yoga said, "How did you get his personality to change?" Like, he's
right.
The most negative person on the planet now, and he was the most negative fuck ever. So, you know, that's the only way I can say that. So, you know, coming out, so he'll be a guy I'm going to turn on if you want to. But when you say I'm doing the food, for you, I know there's only one place the food will work. What spot are you at with that?
Well, you know, I mean, what I did was I took the book that you know, came with the DVDs, and I just went out and I bought the food, and I sorted it all out into the meal portions, and, you know, I'm trying to do it exactly as the manual says with the various foods and exactly those foods only at each meal and the mid break.
Are you doing the wheat free and gluten free thing? Because that is your awesome. Okay, that's really what I was asking. Because if you're doing that, and Stacy, how hard was it for you to get you up to cheese?
It was a little tough at first, but. Like you say, you couldn't be paid to eat gluten. I could not be paid to go back to cheese again.
But tell the people, first of all, how much you loved it. Because that became like an issue in the beginning until you made the switch. Do you remember how much of an issue that was?
Well, before I actually went off it, I'd already built it up in my mind that it was going to be too hard. And there's no way I could live without cheese. But... I was also very motivated by, I'd already lost like 30 or 40 pounds at that point.
Yep.
And wanted to keep it going. So I was willing to give it a try, and I knew that you knew what you were talking about.
Well, and that was the biggest reason, Chris, when I said send me your number, and I wanted you to call in on the show because people are going to hear, they're going to know you now, you know, and they're going to watch you, and everybody wants to see you lead by example. And I don't know if you got to hear Slim's, you know, Slim's 7 week update. And Slim's just on his way to get to your weight right now.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
So, but he will, and he will, and he's focused, and it, you know, and he put himself on that radio show. You know, the guy who's the DJ, he's a friend of ours. And, you know, I've known him for years. And this is a DJ who needs to start doing this. But he's going to watch Slim's act and see what Slim does with it. You know, just like people are going to watch you, man. So that's awesome. I thought that you put that out there and you said, hey, go read my blog if you wouldn't mind. And, you know, when someone does it, I take the time to do that. You know, I may not do it right then because it may take me a week to get to the site, but I do it. So you got any questions or anything for me or Stevie or anything, Stacey?
Well, I do want to say, too, dude, one of the biggest, and, you know, as you've seen, because I am blogging fairly regularly, I'm trying to blog every day on the site because it keeps me on the site, you know what I mean? And if I'm on the site every day, then there's no chance I can quit because I'm talking.
Right.
You know, I'm spending at least 5 minutes a day focused with other people that are going through the same struggle I'm at, you know, whether it's somebody's 800 pounds or 300 pounds or whatever. So, you know, I got to tell you, man, the community has been awesome. I mean, you know, here I am. I'm talking about, you know, I'm getting divorced and blah, 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 and my whole life's turning over and all this nonsense to a bunch of people that don't know me that could easily be like, shut up, dude, go do your workout. And instead, you know, it's been really just a great supportive community. And, you know, getting that support is definitely helping me, you know. I don't want to come back and say, yeah, I just didn't do anything today, you know, or even worse, just drop off the map. So, you know, I just want to say the community has been awesome to help.
Oh, you know, it's one thing I've always said, I will help anybody who put the work in, but your payback is you help others. That's how it goes. That's why this shit works. You know?
Sure.
All right, brother. Listen, you're on your own, man. Go. We're out there cheering for you. So go and do it, and keep us posted, and check in on the show once a week if you want. All right.
Will do, man. Keep it up.
All right,
take care, bro.
So we got I got Boomer. Boomer's up next. Yeah, Boomer. How you doing, man? I'm so proud of you, man. You're kicking ass out there, man.
Thanks very much, Dallas. I'm doing fine. I have a question. On other yogas, I asked this to Arthur last week. I'm actually, you know, the weight loss is one goal because I'm fat. I'm getting slimmer. But the main thing I'm doing this for is for my Parkinson's, for the balance and I'm doing the DDP yoga, but I want to make sure, like, when I'm doing all that, like the cat arch and, you know, that I'm doing them right. And Arthur had said something a couple weeks back, you know, about putting the head in a certain position instead of putting it in, you know, straight up, you know, so you don't hurt your neck. And so I was talking to him, and in the chat room about maybe supplementing this with taking like a is it called Rest and Restore?
Oh, Call a couple different studios in your area. And this is one of the things, like, I start out with a whole Eat Your Mama's Yoga, blah, blah, blah. I love yoga, though. I do all different kinds now, you know, so I don't do it all the time. But when I find a different teacher, I want to go and check their stuff out. But there's a woman that's here in L.A. that me and Arthur actually went to her class when we were here filming the videos, and she's amazing. She does this restorative. It's no movement. It's not a cardiovascular workout. It's literally you get in positions, like, and sometimes they use, like, different items. It's called a bolster. It's like a pillow, but it's a hard pillow. And how they move you and put your body, I'll tell you, I would recommend, it's called restorative. That's what you care about. You know, it's yoga that you know, don't know. When you say restorative, and then you might go with somebody and go, well, that didn't really do anything for me. Well, that's with the teacher. Go to the next studio. Restorative. Okay. Oh, wow, that was better. Go to the next studio. Oh, my God, this chick or this guy, they're awesome. Because they really get the body. And it's a gift. Healing is a gift. And not everybody has it.
Doing the DDP yoga, I am noticing a difference in my balance. I mean, I really am. Even on those, you know, you've seen the pictures I put out there.
Yeah,
you know,
awesome.
I was able to actually do a leg stand. I mean, I had to take five pictures, and the fifth one I was actually able to do it. And then you see it's like a little blurry because I'm starting to fall. But at least I got one out there without having to be supported by my walker or holding onto a chair or something. But I actually had my leg in the air, and I was holding it. And you know, when I'm doing like the red hot core, I could get my feet all the way out, my legs up there, and I could hold the ball and all. And so before I used to fall over like a drunken sailor. So I noticed that my balance is getting better. And, you know, my Parkinson's doctor, I was chatting in the room, they said, you know, when I come back, there's a chance I can ride a bicycle if I could pass this balance test. So I went out and bought a bicycle today just to have it in my garage and say,
awesome.
I know that's I'm going to be able to ride that bicycle with a helmet and whatever. I'm going to have that bicycle. So I went out and bought one, actually. Because I know my balance is getting better. And, you know, I'm not going to get the test until the fall. So I know if I do this every day, my balance is going to get better, and it's going to get better, and it's going to get better, and it's going to get better. And I just want to thank you. I want to thank Arthur. And I want to thank Steve for having that, you know, the putting that movie together. I just want to thank all of you. But I want to thank your wife for talking you into doing that yoga, like I said. Because if she hadn't done that, you know, who knows? You might have went and seen doctors for your bad back, and, you know, you probably would have never done yoga either. And then I would have been doing yoga. I would have said to the VA, yoga? I ain't doing that. And now I'm doing it. And I really – and what's funny, I got a funny story to tell you. Yesterday, this is funny, my brother-in-law, he is a weightlifter, a hardcore weightlifter. I mean, you know, he owns a gym. He's got the big, big shoulders, real hardcore weightlifter. He goes to a real hardcore gym. So I go over there, and he says, man, you're really slimming down. Usually he tells me, hey, Bob, you got to do pushaways because, he means push away from the table because I go and get sick. Yeah, so he says that. So he says, well, you want to go to the gym with me? And I said, yeah. I said, you know what, I need to do this. I need to do the bike, the stationary bike. Because I told him, I said Dallas told me to do the bike, and you know, not the yoga every so often, because I need to fix my meniscus. So I need to get on that, you know, that stationary bike. So he went over there, and I'm doing the bike, and he keeps checking on me. He says, "Damn," he says, "you're still on that bike. You're still." I said, "Yeah, I'm still on the bike." And he said, "I don't think I could do that bike as long as you did that bike." We were over there for 35 minutes, and I ended up doing 35 minutes on the bike, and it was 9 miles. I couldn't
That's
believe
awesome,
it.
Man. That's
yeah.
Awesome.
So, anyway, I just want to say it's you that has, you know, you give us all the inspiration. I got to say that. I think I speak for everybody because, you know, you really do. You're on this show. You don't have to be here. You already sold us everything. But you're here for us, and we know that. So thank you, and I'll get off and let somebody else get on.
All right, so thanks for calling in. I appreciate the guys. Props. We have Dave. We've got Dave from Massachusetts. We got one last question. I want to finish roll this up here. So, Davey, you there?
Yeah, DDP, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Stevie's still there too, right?
Yes, I am. Hi.
Awesome. I met Stevie after a TNA TV taping in Universal, and he was more than gracious. He was really cool to myself and my wife. Yeah, he was great. DDP, I haven't met you, but I'll tell you, I was at the first Nitro in the Food Center of Boston when Sting hooked you up and brought you to the Raptors.
Oh, God, that was crazy.
Dude, I got pumped. I got into the business right after that. You were a huge inspiration. You're the real people's champ before Dwayne ever did it. Just throwing that out there. My journey with DDP yoga started. I found that I had bad kidney disease, and I started working out, started eating better, and then I hit a wall. Got DDP yoga, smashed the wall, man. I'm 15 pounds down, and it's just amazing.
Awesome.
It's become my lifestyle. I'm doing, you know, cat arches at work, and I'm doing standing
nice.
Splits, and I'm doing road warrior screaming, what a rush in the middle of the sales floor at work. It's fantastic. Got all my boys doing it, too. I'll get to the question. I got two questions. One wrestling question and one DDP yoga question. The first wrestling question could be for both of you guys. Who's the stiffest guy you ever worked with and who's the easiest guy you ever worked with?
Stevie?
You don't have to give me a second on that. There's a lot of stiff ones. You go first, Paige.
Well, Bob Holly. Bob Holly would be right up there at the top. Hardcore Holly. My last match in the WWE, I lit him up in the corner with some punches, barely touched him, threw him off, and said, give me a big boot, Bob. And when Bob put out his leg, he didn't straighten it all the way out like I would or Stevie would. We put our foot all the way out, you run into it. You know, you're not trying to kill yourself. But he flicked it and straightened it out right at the end, and he caught me in the jaw. And my neck is so stiff to begin with. So when he hit me, that took me out of balance. And normally when anybody comes through to clothesline me, I am going, you're not going to even get to me. When Goldberg came to spear me, I was already jumping back before. It was just like perfect timing. He hurt himself, he speared me. But with Bob, I mistimed it because I was knocked out. And when he hit me, well, at that point, can't make noise, man, almost done. At that point, he whiplashed me. So now I'm unconscious, but I'm still awake. And I look around and I see, okay, red light. I have no idea where I am. I look over, oh, it's Bob Holly. That explains some of this. And at that point, I had to suplex him off the top rope, but I didn't remember where I was at anywhere in the match. I had no idea. And when he went to slam me, I go, Bob, I have no idea where I am. What do I do? He goes, stop me. I'm going up the top rope. And when he went to climb the top rope, I go, oh, okay. And I jumped on the top rope to make him fall and nutshot himself. And then I start go to him, and I'm still on Queer Street. And I'm going to suplex him off the top rope, but I'm figuring, maybe that's not such a good idea. So I went on the first, the second rope, and the third rope. And then I'm just thinking I got to protect Bob. And I suplex him back. He's 260 pounds. He's giving me his body. I got to lay him flat. I was so focused on that, I landed on the top of my shoulders and neck. If you want to see that bump, just go to ddpyoga.com and see where it says the DDP Clover's injuries. I landed on the top of my shoulders and whiplashed myself. And the backstory, I mean, of that is I thought I broke my neck. I probably did to a certain degree. Bob is moaning as loud as I am. And I'm thinking, what the hell is he bitching about? I know I laid him flat. Until we got to the back of the locker room, and we gave each other a hug, and Bob said, I'm so sorry I kicked you in the face the way I did. I mistimed that. I'm like, hey, it ain't checkers. And then he goes, but I know I got you with that clothesline. And he's rubbing his bicep right at the bottom where it goes into your elbow. And he's rubbing it, and he goes, I know I got you with that clothesline because I thought I tore my bicep. And he moved his hand, and there was my jaw mark in his bottom insertion of his elbow. And he goes, but you got me back. I go, I got you back. How'd I get you back? He goes, when you came off the top rope and you jackknifed, your foot hit me in the groin so hard I thought my groin was on fire. And it was like, yeah, big funny pop there. So that's my stiff story. Hickerbell, top that one, Steve. What do you got?
You're going to say Taz. Please say Taz.
Who's the easiest guy? Let's go. You go with the easiest guy.
Okay.
Oh, God. There's a lot of easy, a lot of great work. There's a lot of stiff work. I'll tell you work. What. It's hard to, for Canyon. Canyon was probably, it was like wrestling myself. Because he was like the younger version of me. And we wrestled so many times together. I mean, God, and Booker T, too, I could really move with him. We would be flying in the air and screw up a spot. We'd land perfect. I go, wow, how'd we do that? You know, guys you have great timing with, you know. Sting was another guy that was really easy for me, you know, because we just had really great timing together.
Yeah, you guys were awesome. I watched you wrestle Booker, too, in Worcester match. It was a great match.
Yeah, we always had good matches. So Stevie, who's the stiffest for you? You came to me.
Oh, heavy. Man.
I know there's some stiff shit there.
You know, what's funny is there's a lot of people I've worked that you consider to be stiff but safe, and people that are general casual fans may not understand that, but there's a lot of guys who are physical. Bob Holly was one. I get knocked a little silly, but nothing to ever. Even Bradshaw hit hard.
another one.
But he, but his timing was mostly there when he didn't want to, when he didn't want to hurt you. Probably the odd, I would say an odd stiff guy that just hurt me every time I was in the ring with him was Heidenreich. Heidenreich was stiff to the point where his timing, he was just awful. So it wasn't so much our timing was off. He just had no idea what he was doing.
Right.
And I have to say, the very lightest guy, easiest guy I've ever been in the ring with is Brad Armstrong.
Oh, yeah.
By far.
Yeah.
It was almost like, did he just hit me? Did he just drop me? Did I bump? But, right?
Right. Right, yeah,
right.
He's amazing.
Awesome.
He was amazing.
I locked up with him. I worked him in Racine, Wisconsin, the first time ever. And I locked up with him, and he just, he was shocked because when we locked up, I went, oh, my God. And he's like, what? What's wrong? I go, nothing. I can't feel you. This is so easy. So, Brad, okay, there's my answers.
I appreciate that. And DDP, I need to ask you the DDP yoga question. You know, what's the next evolution of DDP yoga? I mean, I work for Best Buy Mobile, and I would love to put DDP yoga apps on everybody's phones. Like, I would love an app for a smartphone for myself just to keep track of my workouts, maybe unlock, like, cool badges or, you know, cool YouTube clips of you doing diamond cutters to people. Or what's the next evolution of this fantastic new lifestyle that we all love called DDP yoga?
Thank you so much for that. We are actually, I filmed the beginning of all the apps. If I didn't get sick last week, I would have, we would have it to the next level in the can, because I have to go and put some finishing touches on it and stuff. We were working on the app. The app will be a bunch of quick fixes, very similar to the book, DDP Yoga, the YRG Yoga for Regular Guys book. Which, by the way, if you could buy it right now, they get some really good money. I believe that. That was crazy. But just because you can't buy it anymore. So, and of course, it's, you know, supply and demand. The used books are going for stupid money. But bottom line is that I call things quick fixes, like hammer and duct tape. And I filmed a bunch of them, you know, like they're anywhere from a minute to 3 minutes. And just showing what the workout's about and how you can, you know, when you're at your desk and your wrists, you know, on the computer too long, or you're in a car or on a plane. And I came up with a bunch of little quick fixes like that. So that app, it won't come out right away with this, but the app that'll follow that, that'll be a part of it, will be the DDP wake-up call. And it'll be the first ever video wake-up call where, you know, on your smartphone or your iPhone or your iPad, instead of just hearing alarm, you have my face pop up on your screen. Yo, monkey, get out of bed. Don't make me come in there. You know, it's got funny stuff, some inspirational stuff, and then some, you know, just crazy stuff on it. So that's the next evolution. But thank you so much for bringing that up, baby.
No, thanks for calling. I mean, thanks for taking my call, Stevie. It's always been a pleasure to see you work and to talk to you. EDP, you're one of the all-time greats, man. Amazing workout. The real people's champ. You know, and you need to know at the end of the day, man, what you're doing is you're changing people's lives, man. You're making people happy on a daily basis. You're changing people's lives. And, you know, everybody here at Boston, from the bottom of my heart, thank you, EDP. I appreciate it, man.
Oh, thank you so much.
Nice,
man. I appreciate that. I just want to remind everybody, if you're in Louisville this weekend, Fright Night, It's a film festival, not just that, but a horror convention for the people who are into horror movies and stuff. And I actually have a film that we're, it's a short, it's not a film, it's a short film that I did called As Human as Animal. And we're going to be premiering that, I believe, on Saturday night. But I'll also be doing autograph sessions. Of course, I use every time I'm talking about anything, I'll be showing some video or pictures or before and afters and, you know, telling people about DDP Yoga. And I'm sure I'll be working out there somewhere. I just don't know where it is. I also want to remind anybody that if you're in Tampa or if you just want to find out about me, and I didn't really get a chance to talk about this in the beginning of the show, about me coming to your town. If you know, for some of there's certain people out there who I know are big promoters and stuff and would love to see me come into the town. And if we get enough people together, call Marlon. Ask Marlon. The number's right there in the front of Current News. I'll be in Tampa from August 9th to the 12th. I'll be in Nashville in September. I can't remember if they don't have that date yet. But I'll be at Pure Yoga in New York City from 27th to 30th. So I'd love you guys to start planning to make that. If you can't make the retreat in July, try to make that. The seminar will definitely be a lot of fun. It'll be worth it, and you'll get that next level of guidance. I want to thank Stacy so much for coming on. My boy Robert keeps it together. But special thanks to Stevie Richard, Michael Manna. Follow him. Tell them how people can follow you and what you got going, Stevie, on the way out of this.
Sure, yeah. They can follow me for all my tech stuff at Michael Manna, but they can also follow the new Twitter at SRX Training. You've been a big inspiration for me to help people as far as training
awesome.
With resistance bands, body resistance, easy workouts that anybody can do, just like DDP Yoga. You can follow me there at SRX Training. Also, it's youtube.com/SRX Training, and it's 100% free. So you can check it out, and definitely please, if you want anything, just make a comment. I'll be more than happy to put up different videos all the time.
You got to mention t4show.com because I'm personally a big fan of that site. It's a great website.
Oh, thank you. That's my technology site, and I do a lot of great stuff that I enjoy, and I'm glad you're right. But coming from your website guy, Paige, that's
awesome.
Of all.
That's awesome. And the very last thing I want to mention, and it should have been the first thing I should have started right in the beginning, if anybody would donate anything to Steve Yu for his InspiredTheMovie.com, is that how they find it, Steve? I mean, Robert, how do they put that together to donate $1 or $2 or $5 or whatever? Anything at this point will help, and there's stuff you get back for it. So you're not just giving money and not getting anybody. It's one of those Kickstarter things, and he didn't hit his level last time, so he brought it down, and we're really trying to get behind him. If anybody can help out at all, remember that if you were inspired by Arthur coming in here, you really ought to go there and just put down something, guys.
Absolutely. I believe we have it up on Team DDP Yoga, but it's also on Facebook. You go to facebook.com/DDP Yoga. Just look for it's right there on the front page. And I believe you can go to kickstarter.com and look for Inspired the Movie there as well.
All right. Awesome. So that guy covers all the way around. Again, thank you, Stacy, Robert, and Stevie. Special thanks, everybody. It's been your pleasure. See ya.
Kicked it today, man. That was a great workout, man.
The powerbomb set up by Paige.
Oh!
Into the Diamond Cutter.
I don't believe it. Diamond Cutter out of the powerbomb.
We're going home.
You've been listening to DDP Radio. Tune in again next week for another edition of DDP Radio with more great guests, inspiration, and news from Diamond Dallas Page and Team DDP Yoga. Keep up all the great work, and most importantly,
own your life.
Talk Radio.